Our epistle for this feast of St. Mark is taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, verses 10 through 14. As for the likeness of the faces of the four living creatures, there was a face of a man, and the face of a lion on the right side of all the four, and the face of an ox on the left side of all the four, and the face of an eagle over all the four. And their faces and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined, two covered their bodies. And every one of them went straight forward, whither the impulse of the Spirit was to go, thither they went, and they turned not when they went. And as for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like that of burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. This was the vision running to and fro in the midst of the living creatures, a bright fire and lightning coming forth from the fire. And the living creatures ran and returned like flashes of lightning. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. At that time, the Lord appointed also other 72, and he set them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself was to come. And he said to them, "The harvest indeed is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he sends laborers into his harvest. Go, behold, I send you as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man on the way. Into whatsoever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall find rest upon him. But if not, it shall return to you. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they have, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Remove not from house to house, and into what city soever you enter, and they receive you, eat such things that are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is come near unto you.'" Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today we have three major occurrences that have come together on one day. Two major occurrences happen every year, and that would be St. Mark's feast day and the Greater Litanies, the Purgation Day. Usually the feast of St. Mark takes precedence, unless the procession of the Purgation takes place, then the Purgation Day Mass is offered and the Feast of St. Mark is commemorated. But today we also have the third Sunday after Easter, which is a pretty important time. The weeks following the great event, the greatest miracle that Christ worked when he rose from the dead. But because this falls on this date this year, it is only commemorated. So the Mass that we have, of course, read in honor of St. Mark with commemoration of the Purgation Day and the Sunday. But I think it's important for us to take a moment and to think about what is presented to us on this day. Every day of the church year, there are feasts that are presented to us. Too many people, they don't pay attention to the liturgical year. They kind of pay attention to the seasonal year. Well, we're in Advent, or we're in Lent, or it's Christmas, or it's Easter. But they really don't dive into it as they should, and they cheat themselves of what they could have in their spiritual life. But every day that is presented to us in the liturgical year has an ability to be very fruitful to us if we just take the time to study it a little bit. That's why it's so important, I think, for each and every one of us to make sure that we do spiritual reading. At least read the lives of the saints. The saint that comes upon us each day through the year. For our inspiration. For our encouragement. And as an example to us. These are our heroes. So let us briefly look at these three occasions of today that we find in today's liturgy. The Rogation Day. This is a day set aside, or this is an occasion set aside for us to call upon the good Lord for special graces and blessings, especially in times of trouble, trial, tribulation, and temptation. We call upon the saints of God to pray for us. We pray for the needs of the church and the needs of our families and the needs of ourselves, spiritual needs that we stand in need of. It says in today's gospel, pray the Lord of the harvest that he send laborers into the harvest. The harvest indeed is great, but the laborers are few. So just pause for a second and ask yourself, how much time have we given to prayer this past week? Number one. Number two, how many of us have asked for something that was not selfish? That was for a greater need than just for ourselves. Something that was to promote something greater than ourselves. Because when we promote something greater than ourselves, then we have a really good thing there. Far too often, if we kneel down in prayer, it's usually the last resort, isn't it? And that's a tragedy and a shame. It should be a daily resort. We make God our Alpha and our Omega, the beginning and the end of each day. But during those times when we are met with great tribulation, trouble, trial, temptation, or occurrence, Holy Mother of the Church encourages us to kneel down and to beg God's grace and blessing, and to petition the good Lord to deliver us from evil and to send us his grace before we bless the Easter water and the baptismal water this year, before at midnight mass. We knelt down at the foot of the altar and prayed the litany, a shorter version of the litany of the saints. Before a priest becomes a priest, or a bishop is consecrated, those to be ordained or consecrated lay themselves prostrate flat on the ground while the litany of the saints is sung. And we petition the saints of God to pray for us and God's blessing and help in the endeavor that we are involved with. That's why I'd like to encourage you all. Take about 10, maybe 15 minutes today. Open up your missals and pray your litany of the saints, joining with Holy Mother of the Church for the graces that we stand in need of. If the laborers were great throughout the centuries, I don't believe there ever has been a time that they have ever been as greater as these times. The laborers are few, the harvest is great, so few there are that have very little. Few have what we have. Second, the Sunday. This Sunday, this third Sunday in Easter, is known as Modicum Sunday. Modicum comes from the Latin word means a little while. Because it is when our Lord is telling the apostles at the Last Supper, a little while and you shall not see me. And again, a little while and you shall see me. And they didn't understand this little while. Now, often when we come upon this Sunday, we think of the little while of life. And that's a good meditation. But I think it's important for us to not to be concentrated on the things that we shouldn't do, or the things that we don't, or the places we don't want to go, rather than our true purpose, what we're meant to be, and where we're meant to go. Some people, they live their faith because, well, I don't want to go to hell. What type of a faith is that? I go to confession because I have sin, and I need my sin washed away so I don't go to hell, I don't go to purgatory. Something very wrong and lacking in that mentality. Oh, sure, that can be part of the reason, but it's not the most important part of the reason, or it shouldn't be, I don't think. We have a little while, you're right, in this thing called life. A little while to determine if we want to realize our purpose. And our purpose is to be with God in His heaven. With God. Not just in His heaven, but in time and in eternity. Nobody can make that decision for us but us. He's already made His decision. My will is to be with the children of men. He has given us Himself. He wants to be one with us. Now, if we only gave a few more moments to what we have and who we are and what we're meant to be, when would we be better? Would we be willing to do a little more? It reminds me of that parable that our Lord spoke, where He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. Man finds it, goes, and sells everything to have that treasure. What are we willing to spend for the kingdom of heaven? Because it's at hand. We have Him. The question is, does He have us? The third, St. Mark, the Feast of St. Mark, as I said, with all the feasts of the saints, it's important for us to read up on their lives. These are presented to us by Holy Mother of the Church. A few things about St. Mark. St. Mark was one of the four evangelists, not an apostle. Only two of the evangelists were apostles, Matthew and John. But Mark was a disciple of St. Peter, and one of the 72 who our Lord sent to tell the people that He was coming to their town. It's also believed that St. Mark was the owner of the upper room, the house where the Last Supper took place, the house where the apostles hid after the death of Christ, the house where Christ, risen, appeared to the apostles, and the house where the birthday of the church took place, Pentecost. If you read the life of St. Mark, he spent a lot of energy and effort in his writings, writing down and listening to and being taught by the first pope, Peter, St. Peter. And then, after having been instructed, he went on his own and founded the church in Alexandria. And because when you promote the faith and you promote the truth, you always oppose those who are opposed to the faith and the truth. It can't be helped. Light opposes darkness. It can't be helped. You can't have light and darkness be friends. When the light comes, the darkness flees. So it is with truth and untruth. When truth is put upon the lampstand, untruth fades away because it is untrue. When you promote Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, you do away with false gods. And this gets people angry. People like holding on to their pacifiers and to their quote-unquote theologies that make them feel good. And when St. Mark promoted Christ in Alexandria, he was in opposition to the polytheism of the place and the time. And the pagans did not like this. But he remained constant and spread and had many converts until one day they had had enough and they threw a rope around his neck and dragged him through the city until he was dead. But he was willing to sacrifice his life for the truth. Now it comes down to us and our application for ourselves and the consideration. What are we willing to sacrifice? Is the kingdom of heaven a pearl of great price that we're willing to pay anything and everything for? Or do we justify and play the church game like so many people do and cheat Christ out of what he should have and cheat ourselves out of what we could have? And what is it that we have when we, with humble contrition and petition, seek the Lord? We have what the Lord gives: peace of soul. We have who the Lord is: truth. We have what the Lord wants to be with us, and we with him. On these three feasts, let us consider these things. Let us rejoice in the fact that the kingdom of God is near. It's right here. He's right here. Let us consider being willing to pay more in order to have more. To perhaps put a little different order in our day so that we could give more emphasis to the things that are more important and less emphasis to the things that are shallow and not that important. Let us beg for this grace, especially when we receive the good Lord today in Holy Communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.